We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me as well. We got Charlotte Meisenheimer from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce joining us. And this time of year is always an exciting time because a lot of people get together with family. Thanksgiving is a week from today. But it's also that weekend is kind of seen as the busiest shopping weekend of the year. And we know about Black Friday and all the stuff that goes with that. But it doesn't end there. We really want to support our local business here. Businesses here on Shop Small Saturday.
Right. So Shop Small is the official day is November the 30th, which is, like you said, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And what we really encourage, though, is to think MHK all year long. And that's actually our hashtag going into the next year, to our new year. And you'll be starting to see some ads that depict that and talk about how our business owners are open for us all year long, not just on Saturday. I think it's important that we think about that $68 of every $100 that you spend locally stays right here in the community. That's a big number. And when I sometimes throw that out, people will be like, well, how could that possibly be? Well, when you think about wages and you think about tax dollars and you think about product and you think about the last time that you were at a sporting event or when one of your kids came home with a t-shirt that had a list of sponsors on the back, those are your local businesses that are sponsoring those and getting behind the community and kind of make what makes us tick. So it's important to be shopping small and to be thinking about small. We have so much talent here, and we have so very much to offer in Manhattan. My daughter's actually getting married in January, and it was interesting to us as we started to look for some of the things you may not think about when you think about shop small or shop local. We talked about invitations. There's 100 ways that you could go online and print invitations, but we worked with a local printer, and you always think that it's cheaper online. It wasn't at all. So a lot of her sorority sisters that were getting their invitations printed online, they came in wrong. They weren't the right color. They came in late. But we were able to work with a local printer who not only, of course, made our deadlines, but he really sat down with us and was able to share his expertise. And we had probably 5 different colors of quote unquote cream paper. And we could see what that really looked like. And we could touch it and feel it and know. And so she had a great experience that way. And I think sometimes we just don't think of it that way.
Yeah. You know, I kind of always treat with the local retailers a lot like when you go get a haircut. You can go get a haircut at any salon you want in the mall or at Walmart or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always like to go to the mom and pop barbershops because of the conversation you get to have, stuff like that. And it's no different from a lot of these local businesses.
Absolutely. And they get to know you. It's exactly what you said, right? They get to know you. They get to know what you like. They get to know what's important to you. So how many times I know with algorithms now, it feels like if you just think about something that's on your Facebook feed, but your local person knows you as a person, and they know what's going to look great on you and what the new special is that you're going to love at the diner that night. And you just can't beat that interaction. That's what makes us.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of those small businesses, you will have specials that are only going on that weekend to lure you in, which you know, is now maybe a little bit more widely publicized because of the push for Shop Small Saturday and also social media.
Correct. And Shop Small Saturday started in its 10th year. And so they estimate that through the first 9 years that $103 billion was done locally through that program. So just making people aware and bringing that back out. So I think that's important. There's some great opportunities for anyone to be able to support that in Shop Small. I think I shared some of those with you. There's a website that's, if you just go on Google, Shop Small Studio. It's put on by American Express. And you can actually you can create a poster for your business that you can hang in your window that talks about Shop Small and that you support that. There's emails. There's all sorts of templates that you can use to help promote your business and to shop small. Or I also have other businesses that will say, well, I'm not a retailer. Okay, but support the grassroots efforts. Hang a poster, can make a commitment, make a stand that where I'm a shop local, I'm a shop small, and I'm going to think MHK first.
Yeah, you provided us some posters here. It says, K-Man, you'll love our sound.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's fun, and it was easy to do. Dave's looking. He's like, I didn't see that.
Huh?
Oh. What? There's these posters you can make online for Shop Small Saturday, and she customized one for she emailed me. It says, K-Man, you'll heart our sound.
Aw.
See?
Isn't that great? How sweet that was of you. Appreciate you looking out for us. We need all the help we can get.
You guys are awesome, and you're so so excited about our community, and we love that. We love that about you.
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, especially in today's day and age with all kinds of media, there's no stronger connection that you can have in your community than with a local radio station.
I agree.
I mean, it's why there's so many ties that you can have. Absolutely. So many ties. You know, you can encourage people to do things. Of course, you know, you react, inform.
Absolutely.
Entertain.
Create memories. We talk about that all the time. A song comes on and it creates a whole new vibe, a whole new energy within a room. You, like I said, education. You guys do an amazing job with that. Inform and let people know what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
We're proud of that.
Should be.
But, you know, something I'm proud of is, you know, living here in Manhattan with downtown Manhattan especially, a lot of the small businesses are located down there. And this time of year, getting out and shopping, I mean, we're so lucky. We have a very walkable downtown, and there's so many cool things to see.
We do. So many different shops that are open downtown all the time. Think about Steve's Floral and what she is able to be a part of in our world and our community every day, not just for beautiful Thanksgiving centerpieces or when you forgot that you need to send your mom something for Christmas. You know, she could help you out with that as well. And those chocolates that she has there are great. The Winged Lion has some beautiful things that he has for the holiday season and trays to make your tables just stunning. I know Lindsay at the boutique has some really fun t-shirts that she has in. She actually has one now that's I just got it. It was Live, Love, Local, and it's great. They're white t-shirts that are done in a gold metallic print, and they're beautiful. And she has different t-shirts and, of course, beautiful coats and dresses and things. She's just opened a new shop right next door, Plaid. Plaid and Pine. Pine and Plaid? Yes. You're wearing plaid today, Mr.
Yeah, it's Mr. very flannelish. Yeah, I'm going to go out and, you know, cut some wood.
You know, cut down your Christmas tree?
No. I don't cut down that type of tree, but I have some trimming I need to do.
I gotcha. So. I gotcha.
Johnny Carr right over there.
That's right. Don't you forget it.
Very, very much looking like a mix between Johnny Carr and the brawny paper towel guy.
I just need the golden yellow vest.
We can make that happen for you.
The big JK belt buckle.
There you go.
Yeah. But his figure is a little bit different than mine.
I'm not even gonna go.
You don't need to.
I'm just gonna.
You don't need to. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. I make no secret about it. I mean, that's you know. Okay, so we're talking Chamber of Commerce stuff today, right?
We're back here. So we're talking about downtown shopping, and you're right. There's some great shops downtown. Aggieville is another opportunity that you can get together with your friends and, you know, go have lunch and then do some shopping downtown. West Loop area. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That has certainly expanded and has some opportunities for some great shopping there. I think about the area there with 1419 Mercantile. She's got these cutest little bags that – instead of the typical gift bag, it's about the same size as a medium gift bag, but it has a drawstring at the top, and it says, I'm sorry, this is not a puppy. And then you can put your gift inside of it. So it's a lot of fun. She's got some unique opportunities there. I think one of the other things that she does well with is reminding people the great memories that they've made here, possibly in Manhattan. For example, she has a lot of the sorority houses done up as note cards. So I know, again, for my daughter for Christmas, she's gotten several of those ones. They keep contact with each other, with her sorority sisters, and has their house right there, the Tridell house right there. So some fun stuff. And I think it's a great opportunity, again, to shop local and to get a new vibe and a new thing here.
You know, one thing I'm lucky. I've lived in a few different places here, and the neat thing about that is getting to see the different small businesses in each community, and those are the ones that stick with you because when you travel somewhere, you're not thinking about, hey, I want to go to that department store in that city. I'd rather go to this place here because of the experience I had when I went there. I had the kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling inside, but I'm just trying to think of, I can't even remember some of the names of some of the businesses where I've lived, but just the experiences I had there were fantastic. And every time I go back, I go back and visit.
That's right. That's right. Think about like Alan Parker at Bork Brothers. I mean, there's not an individual who's not going to work harder for you to make sure that you're looking great and stylish when you're out and about. And he does a great job with that. And Fife Lee Jewelers right next door to where they're at there, along with, you know, again, get a great lunch at Panera's or start your day off there with some great coffee and a scone at Panera's and start your day.
Yeah, good times. Shop Small Saturday. It's next Saturday, right after Thanksgiving. And obviously, we encourage shopping small all year round.
We do. And we just actually had a city proclamation that was on the mayor made a proclamation to make that official. And Bud Cox was able to be there and share a little bit about his history and his story as part of the Cox brothers and what made them come to Manhattan and why they stayed in Manhattan and what it means to them as a small business owner here.
Yeah, great example of somebody who's – and you mentioned, you know, the names of the businesses at the events and stuff. Anytime we have a community event, a 5K and there's T-shirts made.
Right.
You're not seeing Amazon on the back of there.
You are not. You are not. That's an absolute fact.
All right. Well, we'll continue on here. Let's take a break. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.